This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. It probably almost goes without saying that this year's July 4th barbecue is also turning out to be more expensive, with inflation chugging along at above 8% by some measures. Prices have also increased for the evening's climax, the fireworks, both the little ones you might set off in your backyard and the big shows that towns and cities put on in the park. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that story.
As you can imagine, for the fireworks industry, this is go time.
There is no 5th of July in our business.
Bill Weimer is vice president at Phantom Fireworks, which has stores in 15 states. He says 90% of his sales happen in the month leading up to today. The rest are mostly during New Year's and Diwali. And this year, the product is more expensive.
We're not unlike most businesses. We've had inflation hit us, so our prices are up 20, 25, 30%.
And that's mostly down to shipping. Most fireworks come from China. Weimer says shipping costs have quadrupled. And that's on top of the premium the industry already pays because its products are explosives. Michael Cardellano at fireworks display company Pyrotechnico says inflation is also affecting local fireworks shows, which cost anywhere from 10 grand to whatever you're willing to spend.
This is a bad phrase, but I'll say the sky's the limit.
He says most towns are trimming costs by shortening shows. A 25-minute display might become 20 minutes. But the increase in prices isn't putting too big of a dent in the industry, says Steve Hauser, president of the National Fireworks Association. Cities that canceled public shows for the past couple of years because of COVID are eager to bring back the tradition. And during that time, consumer fireworks sales got a boost.
A lot of people were like, well, I can't go to the city show, so I'm going to try fireworks in my backyard.
He also thinks with the price of gas, people figure if they're going to stay home today, they may as well go all out. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.